From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Doc Wallach back with us from criticalhealthnews.com. He and pharmacist Ben Fuchs pop on the show every 3 weeks, one or the other, to give us some important health tips. The website is criticalhealthnews.com. There's a toll-free number to call for assistance. Doc has people listening to the show, and he gives information, but sometimes you're driving, you can't write it down. You can call these folks at this number, and they'll give you the information, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Doc, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you so much, George. You are the greatest. Everywhere I go around the world, everybody says, tell me about George Norrie.
Well, they tell me about Doc Wallach. So here we are. I've got all kinds of emails that have been flooding and stuff. But I wanted to get your reaction. Doc, are you familiar with this anti-malaria drug that the president says he's taking?
Not very much. It's the sort of thing that I don't deal with too much.
Okay, I've got some.
I've been kind of following it, tracking it, because he's using it. So we'll see.
I've got some doctors who may come on in a week or two talking about it, and most of them are using it with zinc, and they're very happy with it. There are some that say if you have prior conditions like heart ailments and stuff, don't use it. It could hurt you. So we're going to get into that with
zinc
those doctors.
Zinc is a powerful nutrient when it comes to your immune system, and it actually helps T lymphocytes be powerful in your defense. And the T lymphocytes are the cavalry. They're the Marines that go attack the COVID-19 virus, kill it, and eat it. And so zinc is very important.
Have you ever seen a situation like we're going through right now in your career?
Yes, in small versions around the world, I have. I've been to, I don't know, 60 countries and under every circumstance you can think of. And so this is not unusual. And you have to kind of compare what's going on now with what happened 100 years ago with the Spanish flu. The Spanish flu lasted for about a year, and it looks like that's what's going to happen here. And it was the H1N1 flu virus, and it infected 110 million people in India and killed 20 million in India. And it killed 675,000 Americans in that 1 year. Now, they didn't have the ability to know what was going on. So why was India so heavily impacted? Well, it goes back to, you have to remember, when you look at little kids, you know, 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 15-year-old, when they get the COVID-19 virus, they get minor cold-like symptoms, common cold symptoms. And when you're over age 65, you get serious stuff, respiratory stuff, bleeding. You go to the hospital. The average age of death for the COVID-19 virus, George, is 80. So what's the difference between a 3-year-old who gets minor common cold symptoms and a 65 to 80-year-old? Well, it's 60 years eating gluten. People cannot absorb their zinc because they have damaged their intestines from the gluten. They get the celiac disease. Okay?
Interesting.
And so they can't absorb the nutrients that are part of their immune system. Now, people don't know this, George, but your immune system is your bone marrow. Your bone, that's why people, you know, doctors can't tell you where your immune system is because they don't know. It's your bone marrow, makes white blood cells, makes platelets, makes red blood cells, makes stem cells that make antibodies that attack the virus. And so you got to keep your bone marrow healthy and happy.
Doc, do you still fly a lot since this situation?
Oh, absolutely. I'm putting on so many meetings now, and we're doing Zoom. I just did a thing with Zoom. We had 700 people on a Zoom event.
That's pretty convenient. Are they making you wear a mask on the plane?
Yes.
Is that healthy for people?
Well, the mask actually protects the other people, okay, from you sneezing on them or getting your, you know, you talk.
But we breathe in all that carbon dioxide and stuff, don't we?
Well, yeah.
Through that mask.
Well, I hope the plane is flying fast enough so the carbon dioxide is left behind.
Exactly. Somebody was telling me that a guy was driving with his mask on in his own car. I don't know why he was doing that, but that he was breathing in so much carbon dioxide, he passed out while driving. Is that possible?
It is possible. It would be a combination of carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, All things are possible, you know, with combustion engines.
We got an email in from Martha that I want to read before we take calls at the half. And
sure.
She says, Doc, I need to ask you a veterinary question, which, of course, you are. Mm-hmm. My 13-year-old male cat has Mannix, M-A-N-X syndrome, and I guess it has to do with pain. Is there anything we can do for that cat with supplements?
Yeah, and of course, this could be anything from arthritis. It could be osteoporosis of the skull, because we don't know exactly what she was feeding that cat, okay? And so this is, you know, a perfect case where we have what we call the Arthrodex, which is our main supplement for cats and dogs and carnivore critters. And so it's one scoop for 20 pounds of body weight. So if the cat weighs 10 pounds, it'd be a half a scoop a day. If it weighs 20 pounds, which I doubt, it'd be one full scoop a day. And then, of course, the EFAs. And then we have our pollen burst with SOD, anti-inflammatories. They could take some of that pollen burst, which is totally drop-dead gluten-free. We also have that cats could use would be the MSM. It's a tablet. You have to grind it up and put in the cat food. But it'll help rebuild cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue in the skull, the vertebrae, the hip joints and shoulder joints and so forth, and can eliminate all this pain.
You hate gluten, don't you?
Gluten, and of course, one of the reasons why people die at 65, 75, and 80 from the COVID virus is they've been eating gluten for 30, 40, 50 years, and it's always, and you've heard this, George, you know this, people die from their pre-existing conditions when they get the COVID virus.
Yeah, that's what I heard. We lost, by the way, the late astronaut John Glenn, our first astronaut into space. His 100-year-old wife died tonight, the doc, from COVID, they said.
Yeah. And see, and these are the people that have chronic problems. They've got COPD, you know, chronic respiratory disease.
Mm-hmm.
They've got coronary artery disease. They've got kidney failure. They're on dialysis. And they just don't have the immune system capacity to deal with it. Where a three-year-old kid doesn't have all these pre-existing conditions, okay, and then suddenly they just get common cold-like symptoms, which is what's supposed to happen. Well, I have to get tested myself. I really should test myself for COVID because I'm 80 years old now, George. I don't know if you knew that.
You don't act it.
Yeah, most people think I'm 50 when they look at me because I don't have any wrinkles and my skin and everything. I don't have any gray hair. And so they think I'm in my 50s, and when they say, well, you couldn't have done all that, Doc Wallach, I said, well, yeah, I'm 80 years old. And, what? I thought you were 50.
But I guess everybody should get tested.
Yes, everybody just to be on the safe side. And it's to protect the other people. I mean, if you've got it, you want to be taking the 90 essential nutrients, get off of gluten. You want to be able to absorb the things that's going to rebuild and refurbish your bone marrow cavity. Because what's happened over the years when you are eating gluten, you don't get the nutrients to maintain your bone marrow cavity, and so it fills up with scar tissue, connective tissue, and fat. And the cells that would normally make white blood cells to kill and eat the virus are gone. The platelets would prevent you from bleeding to death when you have these problems aren't being made. You don't make enough red blood cells, and you kind of bleed to death. It goes on with this Kawasaki syndrome that's happening in these kids under age 5. Okay, and you can't make the stem cells that make antibodies that kill the viruses because you can't absorb the nutrients when you have this gluten damage to your intestines. So it is one of the primary figures when it comes to the COVID-19 pandemic, and that's why the pre-existing conditions. I started to say earlier the reason why the people in India were so dramatically impacted, 110 million infected, 20 million died, and that's because they were eating wheat for 8,000 years. Wheat originated in India, Pakistan, Iran, and Iraq. And after the First World War, India changed over to rice because they get more yield to sell. And so they switched from wheat after 8,000 years to rice. And right now, the state of California has more dead people from the COVID-19 than India does.
Jeez. Just California.
That's California. Just California. Yeah, India has 2,872 reported deaths, 90,000 infections. California has 3,261 recorded deaths. And so it's like 900 more deaths in California than there is in India. India has 1.3 billion people. California has 39 million.
What do you think of these lockdowns, Doc?
Well, when people don't know what's going on and how to deal with it, they go to extreme measure trying to deal with the problem.
That's right.
And so when you look at it, you know, we just had 11 more die in California today. It's not slowing the death rate because these people still have these pre-existing conditions. They're still eating gluten, and so the virus is knocking them off. And the kids are still having minor problems, common cold symptoms, because they don't have these pre-existing conditions. That's where the rubber meets the road.
And I suspect this thing's been around much longer than they say, because I think people probably thought people had the flu.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it was counted in with the flu numbers. And, of course, 10, 12 years ago, we had the SARS and the MERS. You're old enough to remember that, which were cousins, first cousins, yep, to the COVID-19 virus. They're all kind of the same family.
Doc Wallach with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. We're going to take your calls for the remaining portion of this half hour and then next hour as well. He comes on every 6 weeks. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs the same every other week, every 3 weeks. One of them pops up on the program. CriticalHealthNews.com is the website to go to, and truly go to it every day for the latest information, free videos, and you can email Doc and Pharmacist Ben through that website. And then the toll-free number to call for people who are there to help you, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Easy to remember. And, of course, Doc, you have helped so many people when they call in. It is absolutely amazing what you do. But what also just boggles my mind is how many people are out there with ailments and afflictions. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and, of course, most of them are directly related to nutritional deficiencies. Our body has a capacity to maintain itself, heal itself, repair itself, but it needs raw materials to do that. And, you know, when somebody, they go to their doctor for their annual visit and they say, "Doc, shouldn't I be taking some vitamins and minerals or something, you know, to kind of help me out here?" "Nah, just eat well and you get everything you need." Well, a doctor who says that should be put in jail for reckless endangerment, because a plant only needs three elements from the soil, NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, to make good seeds for the next generation. We need 60 minerals from the soil just to maintain ourselves. So in most cases, people are 57 nutrients short. And that's why they get arthritis. That's why they get heart disease. That's why they get COPD. That's why they get kidney failure and need to be on dialysis. And they get arthritis and osteoporosis and so on.
All right. Well, let's come back in a moment with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com with your questions about your situation or perhaps a family member you care about. Lots of times Doc will ask you how tall you are and your weight. That's important for him as he makes his observations for you. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Hey, and welcome back. Doc Wallach with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. The toll-free number also is 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. They're all staying at home answering their phones, so just go ahead and make the call. Doc, we have this email in from Paul in San Diego. He says, "Doc, I'm 52 years old. I have low testosterone. My doctor wants to give me injections. Anything natural I can do?"
Of course. You have to appreciate the male body parts, including the testicles, require raw materials to make hormones. And so you want to start out with, and of course he didn't tell us how old he is, so we're going to...
52, he says.
But he, I apologize, he didn't tell us his weight.
No.
Okay, so we'll just go by 100 pounds of body weight here. He needs to get rid of all the bad stuff so he can maximize absorption, because he's 52 years old, he's been eating wheat, barley, rye, and oats, the breakfast of champions, and oatmeal for breakfast, you know, for 50 years probably, okay? So he's got all this intestinal stuff going on, can't absorb the raw materials for his testicles to work properly, and so that's why he's beginning to have problems. And so he needs to get rid of all the bad stuff, no fried foods, no processed meats with nitrates and nitrites, no oils of any kind, no salad dressings, cooking oils. The worst thing you can eat out at a restaurant is a salad dressing that's been sitting on the table there every day for a month or two or three.
Good point.
Okay? Yep. And then he needs also to stay away from the gluten, wheat, barley, rye, and oats, and live like an Asian, rice, sweet potatoes. That's what I have for breakfast every morning. Been doing it for 25 years.
Rice and sweet potatoes, really?
Rice and sweet potatoes, yogurt. I have 3 to 4 poached eggs, depending on what's going to go on that day, and so yogurt. And then I have our Rebound, which is our sports drink with 100 nutrients in it instead of just sugar and caffeine, you know. And then I'll have a couple of cups of our Java Fit coffee. Okay, we have 5 different flavors, and I like the hazelnut cinnamon is my favorite.
What about supplementation, Doc? Anything
okay,
you can
now,
do there?
I was getting to that. But you have to have all this stuff going on, so you're going to maximize absorption of the supplements. Now, per 100 pounds of body weight, this gentleman is going to require 1 healthy brain and heart pack per month. Okay, we could have called it 1 healthy brain and heart and liver and kidneys and testicles and lung and muscle and bone, because it covers everything. It's the biggest hammer we have in the toolbox. So he, at his age, needs to take 1 per 100 pounds of body weight. It says, say if he weighs 150 pounds, he needs 2 healthy brain and heart packs. I'd also give him 3 of the MSM tablets twice a day. That's 1 bottle a month. It's a big bottle. And the sulfur in these MSM tablets is the raw materials for your bones to make more sort of rebar and bone matrix, especially the bone marrow cavity that makes white blood cells, red blood cells, platelets, and the stem cells that make antibodies that attack the virus. And so he wants 3 of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. He also needs the collagen peptides and the glucogel, which are the raw materials, again, for your body to rebuild the bone marrow cavity, the bone matrix, and all your bones in your body, so you can make all these things that are really what your immune system is. So then to specifically give something to the testicles, he needs to be eating 3 eggs twice a day or 3 times a day if he's got low testosterone, with soft yolk, soft boiled, soft poached, soft boiled, soft scrambled, and butter. And then lastly, we have a male hormone support, and he could take 3 or 4 of those twice a day, which I do. You know, again, I'm 80 years old, and I don't have any problems in that area. I just take stuff kind of as I put all in my car so the engine doesn't burn up.
All right, let's take some calls here, Doc, for you. Let's go to Jerry in Seattle to get started. Seattle, of course, is where they had that problem in the nursing homes when all this COVID situation started. Hi, Jerry. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I'm 60 years old and 190 pounds, and I'm gluten-free pretty much. And my doctor already 12 years ago or so diagnosed me with Lp(a), inherited cholesterol particle that is a risk for stroke. And I'm taking the niacin every night, 15
Hold
minutes
on,
empty stomach before sleep.
Okay, go ahead, Doc.
Okay, yeah. Where are you from, sir? What is your accent?
German, originally.
Okay. All right. So you have insomnia. Okay, you have a cholesterol issue.
No, I don't have insomnia. I don't. It's just the Lp(a) particle that I'm asking about. That is supposedly so small, a small cholesterol particle of the many particles that exist that can clog arteries and can
I'm very familiar with that. I'm a pathologist, and so I'm very familiar with that. And so basically, you got to get rid of all the bad stuff to prevent consuming these things. Now, cholesterol is your best friend. This is one of these big errors that the medical system has made. Cholesterol in your diet, whether it's from eggs or meat or any other sources, are not the cause of plaque and plugging of your arteries. It's oils. It's things like, again, salad dressings, fried foods, burnt animal fats. Those are the things that cause plaque in your arteries. They're trans fats caused by the way people cook. And so if you get put on statin drugs to lower your cholesterol, or you're watching your cholesterol and avoiding eggs and that sort of stuff, you're going to be very prone to Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is a cholesterol deficiency, and it was created by medical doctors when they told people to cut back on their cholesterol consumption because they mistakenly believed that the cholesterol is the cause of the plaque in your arteries. That's not true. Okay? It's heated oils, frying, cooking, that sort of stuff, chemicals like in bacon and so on. And this is all easily resolved. So at your body weight, 190 pounds, I would take, you got to get rid of all the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens, wheat, butter, rye, and oats, sugar, all that's got to go. And then you need 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose, everything twice a day. There's like 6 different products in this box. That's why it's called the pack, okay? And I've been taking this twice a day for 71 years.
Okay? Jeez, Doc.
So I've been taking this for a long time. And so, anyway, since I was 9 years old. So you need to take 2 of those per month, a full dose, everything twice a day. I also want you to take the MSM. I want you to take 3 of those twice a day. And that's going to support healthy maintenance repair of your cartilage and ligaments and tendons, your bone marrow cavity for your immune system. And then to deal with any blood pressure issues and plaque in your arteries, since you're concerned about that, whether you got it or not, I've been taking this again for a long time. I take 3 twice a day. You can take 3 times a day if you want, but certainly a minimum of 3 twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month of our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, and they will support healthy blood pressure, help support healthy blood flow through your arteries. And if you give up fried foods and processed meats and oils and glutens, if you do have any plaque, your arteries have the capacity to heal themselves. And so that's kind of the direction I would go. I would not be taking medication and drugs and that sort of thing, because if they're lowering your cholesterol, statin drugs, you're going to get Alzheimer's disease.
I had some ice cream tonight, Doc. I felt guilty and took your Sweeties.
Okay, well, taking the Sweeties is good, but I had green tea ice cream with cashew clusters on top of it tonight. I do that every night.
Interesting. Now, I'm curious, why'd you ask Jerry about his accent?
Because it tells me what he's been eating all his life.
Ah, so he was from Germany. They have a different lifestyle.
Yeah, because Germans, see, they get their calories from potatoes. Remember famous German potato salad? They get their calories from potatoes, corn, and rice. He's not getting a lot of gluten.
And Jerry, of course, call this number. They're taking notes to what Doc just said. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. That's a great service, by the way, Doc, because
yeah,
a lot of people will miss this.
Yeah, here's another piece that goes along with this. Germany is a neighbor of Italy, which has the highest death rate from COVID virus.
Percentage-wise,
They have 10% deaths. We have 3.8% deaths. Germany has 0.5%. They have the lowest rate of COVID deaths. Yet they're number 5 in number of infections out of 186 nations. Germany's number 5 in number of infections, but they have the lowest rate of death, 0.5%, because they get their calories from potatoes, corn, and rice, so they don't get intestinal damage, so they're absorbing the nutrients, and so they don't have pre-existing conditions that people who, like Italy, pasta, spaghetti, mostaccioli, mac and cheese, pizza crust.
All the gluten stuff.
All the gluten stuff.
Hey, Doc, why is it that some people could have, you know, the coronavirus, they could, you know, test positive, but they don't have any symptoms? They don't get sick. How come?
Well, that's like these little 3-year-old kids that we discussed earlier, same principle. They don't get sick because they don't have pre-existing conditions, and they're absorbing nutrients, so their bone marrow cavity is still making white blood cells, platelets, red blood cells, stem cells to make antibodies to attack and kill and eat the virus.
See, it's my theory that everybody has cancer cells in their system, except that, like the COVID virus where you don't show it, we're doing the same with the cancer cells.
Yeah, and cancer cells, of course, are there, potentially there. If you eat the bad stuff and you stimulate them, okay, to wake up and start reproducing, then you have a problem. But if you go the other direction and you eat things and you take in all your nutrients to make your bone marrow happy and all your immune system, it keeps attacking those cells so they never get out of hand.
Let's go to Bill in Williamsburg, Virginia. Bill, you're on with Doc Wallach. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Doc Wallach, how are you?
Great.
Hi, sir. Thank you. How can we help you?
I had a question about the virus. I grew up as a kid. I had asthma all the time, and I'd catch pneumonia from the asthma, and I'd be bronchitis, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And I could hardly breathe, and I never went into the doctor. I never went into the hospital except one time, and it cleared up by the time I was in there a little bit. But I sat at home on the edge of the bed, doctor, and I sat up with my head up, and then I would sleep with my head down on my but I would sit up as I'm sleeping. I would never let myself lay down on my stomach or my chest.
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions here.
My lungs would fill up with phlegm if I did, and I couldn't breathe. And I see them taking people in the hospital now, and they're laying them down. And they give them oxygen so they can breathe, but their lungs are flat on the bed, and I think they just fill up like a pool of mucus where if they sat up straight, the gravity would keep the mucus out of the top of the lungs, and they'd still have an ability to breathe without having to lose their ability to breathe.
We have to move forward here on some questions that will parallel why you had asthma as a young fella, okay?
Well, I got it a lot of times. I was worried about everything I breathed. It wasn't normal air at all.
I know why you got it. I just want to ask you a couple of other questions.
Mostly from, it would be set off a lot of times from urine from living in a closed house in the winter and having cats that we didn't have much of a cat ban because we couldn't take that because of our allergies.
All right, well, hold on, Bill. He's going to ask you a couple of questions. Go ahead, Doc.
Okay, Bill, have you had any history of any skin problems, any eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, or rosacea?
No, no, doctor.
Okay, what about bowel problems, constipation or diarrhea?
No.
Okay. Do you have any arthritis, diabetes, or high blood pressure?
Well, I have diabetes now, so I'm using your easy pills some. I'm not controlling it 100%, though. I need to get my weight down more in order to get it controlled better, but I'm using
your body weight. What's your body weight?
I'm about 300 right now, and I was down about 230. My sugar seemed to be pretty good then. And then I went back up after I thought I was doing better. I kind of laid off the pills and felt like I was, eating fine. But I was actually gaining a lot of weight and didn't realize it.
Yeah. How tall are you, Bill?
6'4".
Okay, 6'4". I'd like to see what you say, 220, 230, 240. So you might be 60, 70 pounds overweight.
That's a lot, Doc, isn't it?
Well, that's a lot. Yes, yeah, too much, way too much. Now, asthma is due to a deficiency of a single nutrient. That's why I was asking about these other coexisting factors here. When you gain weight like that, you actually have nutritional deficiencies, and you have a disease called PICA, P-I-C-A. You have cravings to eat more, okay? And so when you have asthma, you're deficient in this nutrient, and gluten intolerance causes this injury to the intestines, which results in the malabsorption of many nutrients, including this one. It's a big, clumsy nutrient. And you get two things when you have a deficiency of this nutrient. You get asthma, but you also get skin problems, okay? And so you're going to gain weight because you're missing minerals in your diet, and it's called PICA. You can look it up, P-I-C-A. And so what I want you to do here, it's your body weight. You would require three of everything because it's one per 100 pounds of body weight. But if it's a financial issue, I wouldn't go any lower than two because you're not going to see any effect any lower than two. I'm going to give you the ideal. You need three healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I also want you got to get rid of all the bad foods, fried foods, processed meats, oils, glutens, and so forth. And because you have the diabetes, you're already taking the sweeties. I want you to take three of those three times a day. That'll support healthy blood sugar, and I want you to take, you should be taking your blood sugar every day, and as your blood sugar drops, you can slowly reduce your medication based on the numbers. Don't cold turkey off your diabetes medication, but as your total blood sugar drops every day, every couple of days, because you're taking the sweeties, then you can begin to, by the numbers, slowly reduce your medication, and it shouldn't be long, maybe anywhere from 30. I take people who are brittle diabetics for 30 years, and in 30 days, they're next diabetic in this program. Now, to lose the weight, we want you to take what's called the ASAP. It's a dropper bottle. You put a dropper full under your tongue 30 minutes before each meal, and you'll begin to lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day.
ASAP, is that new? I didn't know about that.
We had it for many years, and then it went away, and then it came back just by popular demand, okay, ASAP. And it's one of those things where it sort of depresses your appetite. It depresses your appetite. It's very easy. And you're taking the nutrients, which also will depress your appetite because your appetite, the cravings, the PICA, occurs when you're nutritionally deficient. And Bill here will lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day if he does everything we've just shared with him.
That's pretty good. Doc, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, calls the president morbidly obese. Is he?
Well, I don't know exactly how much he weighs and how tall he is.
I think he's 6'2 or something, and he weighs 235.
Okay, he's sort of marginal. He's not morbidly obese. If he was 300 pounds, he'd be morbidly obese. But if he's, 225, 230, something like that, and he's 6'2", he might be 15, 20
pounds. So she's just rattling his cage, I guess.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're political opposites.
Yep.
And she's going to do everything, she's going to do to down him. And, vice versa. So, he's not morbidly obese.
Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to, on the verge of another record of hits. So just go to it, and I'll download the free apps for you in your app store, if you would. And then the toll-free number to call is 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. We will be back with a final hour to go with Doc Wallach. Those of you on hold, just hang there. We'll get to you as quickly as we can right here on Coast to Coast AM. And then later on tonight, Vernon Malhubbub joins us as we talk about palm reading. That's right, and the future of all of us.